Good morning and a warm welcome to our worship from St. Cross, Knutsford, for the second Sunday before Advent. Remembrance Sunday, Sunday, November the 14th. Today Mary is our preacher and David and Margaret will offer the prayers. Our hymns today are 547, O God, our help in ages past, and 454, Lord, for the years. So let us prepare our hearts and minds. And I begin with words from Scripture, Micah chapter 6. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? So we meet in the presence of God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
We pray together the prayer of preparation. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess to God the sins and shortcomings of the world, its pride, its selfishness, its greed, its evil divisions and hatreds. Let us confess our share in what is wrong and our failure to seek and establish that peace which God wills for his children. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by his Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Ever-living God, we remember those whom you have gathered from the storm of war into the peace of your presence. May that same peace calm our fears, bring justice to all peoples, and establish harmony among the nations, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord according to Mark, chapter 13. As he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumours of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. But this is but the beginning of the birth pangs." This is the word of our Lord. Amen. May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remembrance Sunday brings us together to remember with gratitude all who have given their lives in the service of our country to preserve our freedom and way of life. The cost of war causes us to reflect on the vast destruction of land and property, on the human sacrifices which have been made. But we must never forget the good which shone through those dark days, the brilliance of human invention, resourcefulness, and kindness. And for these too we give thanks. The reality of war, both past and present, affects us in many different ways. Some aspects of war are more poignant than others. My thoughts most recently have been centering upon the plight of children in war. Today, I think of the tragically malnourished babies of the Yemen, wide-eyed, tiny, emaciated bodies. What is their future? The forlorn, bewildered look of the Afghan child. What have those eyes seen and not understood? I think of thousands of unaccompanied Afghan children who make the perilous journey trudging on foot to the border with Iran. If they make it across, they are at the mercy of traffickers in exchange for money or labour. Many are abused or find themselves in prison. But I'm heartened by the charitable work of War Child, which faces the threatening environment at the border and unites unaccompanied children with their family, escorting them back by long and arduous bus journeys, always risking armed ambush. War Child will support these children through recovery with medical and psychological care, and will equip them with skills for the future. There are too many young victims of violence and warfare. This very present reality is disturbing and asks for our response. Watching the world news items, we rarely hear what God has done and is doing. We discover his worldwide news through the ministry of the many agencies like War Child, CMS and Tear Fund, all of them reaching out with the gospel of love and help and giving resources to the millions of people in war zones. Make known among the nations what the Lord has done, says Psalm 105. So true for us today. That includes making known here in our homes, talking to our young people, encouraging them to realise that they have brothers and sisters in Christ who are in great need, whose lives have been torn apart by war. Compassion for one another is something to be nurtured from a young age and is most touching to see. I remember my young Joshua when he said, "Why is that little boy so sad?" Our gospel message looks to the coming of the kingdom of God, a kingdom of justice, peace, mercy, and truth. The Jews in our Old Testament scriptures believed that God would directly intervene, just hand the kingdom to them, his chosen people, and it will be called the Day of the Lord. There lies a trap for us. Do we imagine the same? Jesus' mission was to bring in such a kingdom, but we have learned this kingdom lies within us. It must flow through us. And this is something to be nurtured, not planted. Heed Paul's words to the Hebrews. Be concerned for one another. Help one another. Show love for one another and do good deeds. Do not give up the habit of meeting together. Our great advances in instant communication are a blessing. But the indefinable sense of a person's well-being can so easily be missed. Do not give up the habit of meeting together. But we fail so many times. We say each week, Christ will come again. What would he find if he came today, Remembrance Sunday? I believe he would look with love and sadness on his people. We are not ready for him yet. His message of unlimited, unconditional love for our enemies, his kingdom where love is the key, needs spreading further, wider, deeper than ever before. Sometimes the world may seem out of control, but we have our freedom, including our freedom to worship without fear, freedom to honour our duty to uphold the Christian principles of our society, which may seem to be threatened. Each day, we are grounded in the knowledge that the kingdom of God is here, in us. And this will present a daily challenge for us to show positive signs of the kingdom in our daily life. And the future, when Christ will come again? Unknown. But we live in faith and we trust in God. Here are a few more reassuring words from Peter. Greater joy will come. Though for a little while you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials, these have come so our faith of greater worth than gold may result in praise, glory, and honour when Jesus Christ is revealed. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our prayers this morning are for Remembrance Sunday. Let us pray for all who suffer as a result of conflict, and ask that God may give us peace. For the servicemen and women who have died in the violence of war, each one remembered by and known to God. May God give peace.
God give peace. For those who love them in death as in life, offering the distress of our grief and the sadness of our loss. May God give peace.
God give peace.
For all members of the armed forces who are in danger this day, remembering family, friends, and all who pray for their safe return. May God give peace.
God give peace.
For civilian women, children, and men whose lives are disfigured by war or terror, calling to mind in penitence the anger and hatreds of humanity. May God give peace.
God give peace. For peacemakers and peacekeepers who seek to keep this world secure and free, may God give peace.
God give peace. For all who bear the burden and privilege of leadership, political, military, and religious, asking for gifts of wisdom and resolve in the search for reconciliation and peace. May God give peace.
God give peace. O God of truth and justice, we hold before you those whose memory we cherish and those whose names we will never know. Help us to lift our eyes above the torment of this broken world and grant us the grace to pray for those who wish us harm. As we honour the past, may we put our faith in your future, for you are the source of life and hope, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Let us remember before God and commend to his safe keeping those who have died for their country in war, those whom we knew and whose memory we treasure, and all who have lived and died in the service of the peoples of the world.
They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn.
At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them. When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today.
Merciful God, we offer to you the fears in us that have not yet been cast out by love. May we accept the hope you have placed in the hearts of all people and live lives of justice, courage and mercy through Jesus Christ, our risen Redeemer. Amen. The blessing. God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the Church, the Queen, the Commonwealth, and all people, unity, peace, and concord, and to us and all God's servants, life everlasting. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen. Our hymn, Lord, for the Years.
Oh,
Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.